Kann der Karin darf mir sagt aber kann man darf nun war wir gehen mal auf gehen test macht gibt's die Gemara ihr lebt mal die Brüder mit so ihr if it came with a comma when but the other name like so this be liable even but the other that's within the mind which tells them tell me say wait a second keep in chain kill be my car double it's late what's obvious from the Gemara is that the Gemara is not differentiating between if you bring something closer to the fire be my car it's a lot double or bringing the fire in a thing as inherent from the Gemara's question so my mean pick on the stuff in the wise Gemara says so then the vines in the if you tie him in the place where the sun or the cold is going to ultimately come and it's going to cause damage, pot is going to be examined. Why? According to the one who holds that the fire is because of his arrow. And when you tie him in front of the lion, you tell me that's a chiba de adam. It's mamish like when you're doing the mazik with eish, whether you bring the fire to the person or the person to the fire. So why over there? We say, give me pot. Hashem does what he says, no. The Vada most definitely kavse the via b'mokim. If you tie him and you bring him to a place just like chametz in a level where the sun or the cold is going to come, or to where the lion is, yeah. So then chayiv. So then you're going to be liable in that type of situation as we're describing. But in here in our sugya, Aval Hosam over there, my it's so much a kavse b'mokim shahaya. He tied it in the place where it was. Well, he's using him. He didn't remove him from his place. The love of mitzamtzim, and it wasn't making it constricted. Because when he tied him, the lion wasn't there then, and the sun wasn't there, and the cold wasn't there over there, as Tesis contrasts, because by he did, there when he causes, or the gear says the ashko, when he pours the waves of water over him. Yeah, there, even if he tied him and brought him there, and then he has the axe, and Potz is exempt, because the dummy Lazari Chetz was just by Yadi. That's a whole new thing, so Tyson. Meaning, he's addressing the difference between if it's in the place where it was, or you brought him somewhere else. If you brought him somewhere else, hitting Michaev, if it was over there, so then you're going to be Potter. And moreover, and generally, if you're constricting something, you're chayiv. But that's only if it's there at the time that you're constricting the person. Here, it wasn't there at the time; it only came later. So you're potter. I says that's why he did kol abitka demaya when the waves of water fill the cups of avishim. So there, even if you tie him and you bring him over there, the achach itkel, and then afterwards the action happens potter because that says this is another category. Dum lazoi chetz was just b'yadei. That's like throwing an arrow, and the guy has you're throwing an arrow at the guy, and the guy has a shield. And the fellow cut him who but not like potter. And even if the guy himself who shot the arrow goes and takes away the shield, you can be potter because ultimately each one was a grama. You didn't really do anything that caused the person's death directly. Because when you shot the arrow, then he had a shield, and then you took away the shield. So you didn't actually cause his death. It only came afterwards. So then you're potter. The says what going to say, Hahi, what do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin of Ayinvam base? The Hishuk base of Nachash. Someone goes and incites a snake to bite someone. The potter is exempt. According to the one that says that because it's the snake himself that does it. It's not like on the teeth. He has to emit the venom. Question is, my potter, why is he exempt? This that we explained over here. That the Gemara explains. And because the pea potter, the mouth of the cow, which on the obeys, which is Tosdim Maschal, but the Tivshid Shesham Yodel Tech Piv, that he puts his hand into his mouth. V'hishach and he bites. L'chay Mishem Isha, he should be liable for his fight because the Vada Nachash has Ha'adam. There, it's definite that the snake is going to harm the person. So, you told me that it's because of like we're saying the concept over here in Tosis that it's definite. So then that should be like we're saying here, like the fire to the thing or the thing to the fire. So here for sure it's going to damage. It should be like Isha. Like the liability because of his fire. The venom's not there in the world yet. It's inside the snake. It's not created yet, and therefore, since it's not there yet, therefore, that's why even if you're literally putting the guy's hand into his mouth, you're going to be potter and conscious when it's there. Then we're saying here in our sugya that we see that then you would be liable. Next says not to be. If he hired false witness of himself, then he has to pay even money. What do you mean, just chibadei nishmaim? Which says the chidim is going to say that no, maybe he put bedin the adam. Why? Because you don't know that they're false witnesses. But it says it doesn't make a difference. Still, since if we would know that the false witness of Bishami has to pay, then you can't really say put them in the other, that you're exempt from the other. Because it's not true. There would be situations that you would have to pay if it would be that we knew that the Edishaka that he hired. Who makes this master begin the Gemara? Ilachaber. No. So he didn't hire the false witness of himself. He hired it for his friend. So Taisi qualifies as like, and it must be told that the defendant doesn't have what to pay. Or he went overseas. We don't know definitively that they're false witnesses. And that's one point. So it's more of a specifically, we hired, he paid them to say false testimony. But if he just said, told them, put within the Shemaim, then this is exempt even within the Shemaim, because this is how he thinks, that they won't listen to him. It doesn't seem to say the Nakat Seicher, that the only reason why we said that he hired Lashmin is to tell us that Afila Seicher is Patim than the Adam, to tell us the Chiddush the other way, that even Seicher is exempt, even if he pays him, he's exempt from the Adam, because not true. Shem Shem Chiddush, that wouldn't be that much of a novelty. And later on the Gemara, when they're saying why we had to say these four cases, it only says it's the necessity was to tell us the Chiddush that you can Mechavid in the Shemaim. So there must be only when you're hiring and not when you tell them. Well, moreover, another proof is the Bepigin Tan, the Mishnah, later on the Pentism Bay says, Hashlecha Esabeir Beat Chesh. Someone sends a fire in the hand of a Chesh Avakad. So he said, put them in the other, he's exempt from the other, Mechavid in Shemaim is Chavid in Shemaim. Shach Bepikir, we sent it in the hand of a regular competent person. Now, Bekir, the Bekir is going to be liable. Mashma sounds like the Shalech, put them in the Shemaim. Sounds like, yeah, the one who's sending is exempt even in the Shemaim. And that's what we're saying, that the Chiddush over here is that on the Dini Shemaim halacha, and the Yigmichabi Dini Shemaim that we're saying is only by Seicher and not by Amar. Christ says, Master, the words, the Gemara, Pshita, Im Layagid Bechulu. Of course, obviously, if two witnesses, so of course, it says in the Torah that if you don't say it's a sin, and here, if it's two witnesses, of course, the Yigmichabi Dini Shemaim. Which Tyson has been telling me to say, wait a second, this pasuk is only talking about Kishabal Shavuasai, only violates an oath, swearing to the fact that he doesn't know testimony. So he says, "Pata b'shem kalol." They hear the sound of the voice of the oath. So where do you see that there's a iser even with just not saying testimony? So he said, "What you can say is zelchi kamar." Krah. This is what the pasuk is saying. Kesha oiver. But then when you violate this thing, shim lo yagid, that if you don't testify, hayunaisa oven, he would carry the sin. Then az yavi carbon shvua. Then if you swore to that, you'll bring a carbon for the oath. But without the oath, now you can see something. There's also a caring of a sin. Now, more of a text qualifies as Vadafka Bebezdin. This is only in court. When they say, we don't have testimony to say, they can't test him anymore. So it's an absolute thing. Because there's halacha that's brought in the Gemara Ksuba stuff for your chesem base. The kibbutzim get shoved in the chesem market. Once you testify one way, you can't go ahead and say anything more in a different way. Now behind you, that is imlo yagid dekra. That's what it means in the pasuk imlo yagid. But if it was said out of the court in lachish, that you don't have to be concerned for shiach lahatz ablahod, because you can then go testify anyway. That wouldn't be the violation of the halacha. Whoever does work with the purifying waters of the paraduma, which place qualifies, this is actually nosna efa. That's only before the ashes were put in. Kedetanya, which actually is a mission of the para in the fourth parak, para nifsels b'malacha. The paraduma becomes validated with work until it becomes ashes. B'malacha besels b'mayim, and also the malacha invalidates the water until the water is put inside of it. And actually, b'sefri yolf mikra. Is learned out from a pasuk. Yochalav kitchen. You would think to say that it becomes valid malacha even if it was already sanctified. The limit says in the pasuk, "Lemeshmeres lemenido." You have to safeguard it for the purifying waters, which is only if it wasn't yet. Not when it's already purifying waters, then there's not going to be any more psul of doing malacha with it. So if you do malacha with it, you're part from Dini Adam, which prepare and Zach, and they're getting up and giving up. Parach Minei asked from this halacha, the man Dama has a chin and the Shmei has a going to, and the holds that unrecognizable damage is considered as damage. So here it's damage, obviously, because you can't use it anymore for paraduma, it's just not recognizable. So why would you be part from Dini Adam? You should definitely be chai. But these four, you're right, there's other cases of Patim and Mechab and Neshman. But these four, there's a chiddush to each one of them, which tells you that I'm telling you to say, wait, it's like one of these five. If someone puts the poison in front of the animal, Lemisni, it's also a novelty to say Kedamilali, the most endowment Zaman Bays. There's a chiddush over there. That fila sama mavis, that even a poison, the levido, the achla, that it doesn't usually eat, chayvei dinishmaim, that you're liable for dinishmaim. So it says, maybe you're right, this somewhat of a novelty in contrast to other cases over there, but not in general to say it as one of these category of four. Next is the beginning of the so you can see, you could say what I mean. I was trying to help by covering it, even though the guy, now the perpetrator is going to be potter from Talmud, but you know, that was my point. So maybe you say he's potter. So you can say, wait a second, we're talking about B'din Shemayim. So Golvidu Lamakam Laman Niskavin Lamatev L'ra, it's known in front of Hashem what was intention for good or bad. So what do you mean he could make such a claim? Of the other name, either yes or no. That Hashem knows that. And that's going to be Yisrim B'din Shemayim if it's going to be bad versus good. The Shem says, what he says, no, they're actually dafila b'miskam l'taiva. No, what we're saying in the Chibbutz Shemayim is even if he meant for the good, it's true. Shalim al-Lisuf, that it shouldn't be quick to burn. He puts these leather sacks to block the grain. The yuch l'hatzal balabais b'teichach, and to give the homeowner time to save it in the meantime. Yes, he'll still be liable b'din Shemayim. Because they boil the dazuri, because he still should have been careful l'asuki daite to entertain shalim yavri. That it shouldn't cause a loss, which ultimately he did cause a loss, and therefore is even though there was good intentions here, that still he's liable for the collateral damage of his action. Next is matter with the word the gemara mountain when you say about the chalas of b'shia, but say b'ainis, what you say that it's considered as only chalas of b'shia, but the end of ma'isa ended up being b'ainis with chasra. Mashmalim, they would say no, the chalas of b'shia is all considered as a negligence. As the gemara says, because you put him in the sun, what do you think he's going to do? It's going to take whatever it takes to get out. The says it's a little bit difficult. That was the name of the Gemara should have said the following words. Mountain would say kula oynes, who that is actually all oynes, not just chilas of b'shia, but save oynes, but all oynes. Vukugain, for example, shenol kol kach yafa, he locked it so well. Shenichel lets us ilbakatir that he could not leave but through digging. Kamash malan, that's what teaching you a bigger chiddush. It's considered negligent even regarding the digging because he put it into the sun. So Tzitzis wonders why do you say. Tchilas of Pshia was the Havamin, and only Sevblainus, you could have really said that the whole thing was famous.